Now, welcome back to Lifeline with Michael Sullivan on Near FM 90.3. Now, Stand Up Awareness Week 2019 will take place from November the 11th to the 15th. Stand Up Awareness Week is a time for second level schools in Ireland to join, belong to, and take a stand against homophobic, biphobic, and transphobic bullying. This week is an opportunity for schools to look at how they can make themselves safe and supportive places for LGBTI plus students. It is unacceptable that one in five, I'm amazed at that number, one in five young LGBTI plus people face bullying, and that 70% of young LGBTI plus students feel unsafe at school. So I'm joined today by some students and teacher from Mount Temple. Alison, mm-hmm. Good morning, Alison.
Hello, thanks for having us on the show.
To Ro.
Hello.
And Keith.
Hi.
So, if we just say that again, I just want to make sure that everyone can be heard. So, Alison.
I'm Alison, yeah.
Ro.
Hi.
And Keith.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, no, we're all being picked up okay. Sorry about that. I know, yeah. I'm sounding a bit flustered myself,
okay.
But I'm just watching the the monitors here, and I don't want, I want just be able to be heard, because there's no point in coming into the studio and talking to us this morning, and I can hear you, but nobody else can.
Yeah.
So, tell me, what are you doing next week?
You want to go ahead?
Sure. Well, basically, we're doing a bunch of fun activities or like...
So one of the things we're going to do actually, and these two students are going to be very involved, they're going to be leading it, is lunchtime talks. So a lot of schools try to get in a guest speaker, and we've had guest speakers before, but this year I said, why don't the students actually give the talks, because they're well able and they've got loads of interesting topics to share with the rest of the school. So our students are going to be talking. So what are you going to be talking about?
Well, I myself are going to be doing a presentation on cosplay.
I'm going to be talking about Elton John.
And I take it Elton John is one of your heroes?
Yes, he is.
And because this is something I'm into, I'm going to take over a little bit. Are you into the Irish music scene at all?
I mean, the only really Irish artist that I would recognise really is the Cranberries. Like, if I were to pick an Irish artist that I like, it would probably be the Cranberries.
So you've never heard of Elm?
No.
Check out Elm.
Okay, I will.
I think you'll like them.
I haven't heard of them either. What kind of music are they?
They are electric pop.
Oh, okay.
Electric pop.
Yeah.
Dublin band.
Yeah.
And they're only on the scene maybe a year.
Oh, very good.
And they are an LGBTI plus band.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're really going to have to find out about them.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
When I'm with, I'm of a certain vintage, so when I'm with the students, they talk about all kinds of popular culture stuff and music that I haven't a clue about. And that's why I wanted them to, well, I know Elton John, I do know him, but that's why I wanted our students to give a talk next week, because that's one of the things we're doing for Stand Up Week. And Keith is going to talk about cosplay, which is another thing. I had no idea what cosplay was until the kids educated me. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, cosplay is a little like dressing up, but on everyday occasions. It's like you dress up as your favourite character, you go to conventions, it's really fun.
Yeah, like me and Keith, myself, we're actually both cosplayers, and we're going to attend a convention on Saturday called J-Con. But cosplay isn't just, you know, putting on a wig and makeup and a costume. It's about making friends and coming together as a community and just having fun, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a bit like Halloween every day.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's one of the great things, I think, about particularly the arts. There seems to be a great equality in the arts, and everybody can be who they are.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably, you know, what has helped in recent years bring everybody, you know, to the realization that we're all equal. Is that you see artists like Elton John or Sam Smith or, you know, you name it, out there. And you have to remember, if you think back to when I was a kid, you had the likes of T-Rex and people like that, the glam rock scene.
I just said that yesterday, actually, to Keith and Ro about, I was saying the way Elton John, while he's a very, very unique character, I said, but the 70s were the time of glam rock. And Bowie, and as you said, T-Rex. And so it was a time of, I suppose, expression and really exciting time for gender expression. But as you said, in the arts, which is kind of a safe place.
And that seems to be it. That, but we've moved on, and we've I think we've all learned that it's all right to be different.
Yeah,
definitely.
And even me saying that is kind of wrong. You know, saying different. It's all right to be yourself.
That's a really nice way to put it. And our school ethos actually is all different, all equal. That's been our ethos and our motto for a long time now. So I think we live it. We try to anyway.
Tell me this. What do you want to get out of Awareness Week, Stand Up Awareness Week?
Well, I think I hope that no one in the LGBTQI plus community will be bullied for being themselves or liking who they want to be or want to like, sorry.
And, you know, I just hope that once Stand Up Week is over, there's a bit of change in the school. Like, no one get picks on for their sexuality or gender identity. You know, it's just them being them, you know, because, you know, if you're like bisexual, lesbian, gay, it doesn't mean you're an alien from another planet. You are a human being as well.
But do you think the school usually feels like a welcoming, inclusive place?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Like, I remember my own days at school. I'm going backwards. I'll actually have to join the forget-me-not choir soon. But I remember there was, I'm going to say one lad, but if we take it on percentages, there was probably more, but there was only one recognisable person who was of, you know, we'll say was gay in the class, and that everybody knew he was gay. And it was a funny thing, is that he used to get slagged and that nobody ever pushed him around or anything like that. He was actually too big for that. He was much bigger than everyone else, and he wasn't afraid to use his fists. But he would get slagged and bullied. Yeah. But the one thing I was amazed at, and if, when I think back of it, yes, we used to do it in class, but no other class was allowed to do it.
God, that's interesting. Yeah, strange.
You know, he was, I'm actually thinking about it and getting a bit watery eyed thinking about it, and it was so funny that we used to slag him and do things like that, but we wouldn't let anyone else do it.
Yeah, so strange kind
strange,
of
strange, but we've moved on. We've moved on since those days. And when you think about it, is that if you look at percentage wise, I don't know, is it 10-15%?
Of the population.
Population.
That would be LGBTI. Yeah. Difficult to, I mean, that's probably 10% is probably a conservative enough figure. And if we take in LGBTQ questioning, and so it's probably bigger. If we take in everybody, I'm not sure the exact figure, but if we were to take, I'd say it's probably bigger. If we take in people who are questioning non-binary, trans, and so on. So
you're talking, at that time we had 30, maybe 35 people in a class. How many is in your class though?
Well, we're both in different forms, but I'd say there's around 29 in my class.
29. No, it's gone back up because it had gone down and
it's
gone back up.
No, most of our mainstream subject classes would be about, I would have about 29 in every class, and the practical subjects, metalwork and home ec, those practical subjects have smaller numbers, but your average mainstream class, you could easily be looking at 29, 30.
Yeah, no, that's too many. It's too many, to be honest. You know,
it is,
if you could get it down to about 20, it'd be
that would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah, no, it would be. But if you think of it that way, if you think of roughly 30 people, so if you're talking 15%, what are you talking about, four and a half?
Yeah, people.
Yeah. So, you know, even though we knew one.
You couldn't have been the only one.
Exactly.
And among staff as well. In every class and among your staff, of course. So.
And I come from a family that was, you might say, was very, very open-minded. You know, my parents didn't have any views one way or the other. People were people, and that was it.
That's good.
But what I've noticed over the last, and it's great to see, over the last, I'd say, 10 to 15 years, the amount of people who are being able to express themselves and be able to be who they are. Because when I was growing up, very few people had the bravery, or were, that's even wrong. It's a,
they did need to be brave.
They needed to be brave, but they didn't have the opportunity. If you wanted a job, you didn't. You wouldn't say that you were. You were gay, or
you wouldn't advertise your sexuality.
Absolutely not.
And it's brilliant. Or if you were a single parent, that was another thing that had to be kind of had to stay private.
Yeah, totally.
There were all sorts of ridiculous things that people had to cover up.
The amount of people who their auntie was bringing them up, or their granny was bringing them up, or something like that, was amazing. And it was that her sister was her. Was our mother, and different things like that was amazing. It's great that we're becoming more open. And I say becoming, because we're not there yet.
No, we're not. No, and that's why we really, really need Stand Up Week. I mean, as a teacher, I really believe and hope that our school is an inclusive and welcoming place. And our, you know, our students last year's Stand Up Week was a great success, and I got really great oral and written feedback from the students on it. And overall, I would say that our school is well able to celebrate pride, and we really, really promote standing up to any kind of bullying. And the slogan actually this year nationwide is hashtag come in. So that will be all over social media as well. And maybe one of the students, would one of you like to explain what we mean by the come in slogan this year?
So basically it's just, the slogan this year is if everyone came in, no one would have to come out. So it's basically saying, if everyone comes together and just as one community and supports each other, it wouldn't be a big deal if you came out as LGBT.
Yeah, and there's actually, if anyone is on social media, if you're on Instagram or Twitter, and if you just do hashtag come in, there are some lovely little films. They're like 1 minute films, little kind of promotional films about coming in. Have you girls, or have you guys, sorry, seen them?
Yeah,
they're really good. Have you seen them?
I haven't, no.
No, if you just look up hashtag come in, there's one where...
Is there golf involved in them?
I can ask if they can get some golf in there.
Is golf not involved in them? I haven't seen
them. Oh, then, okay.
I'm going through a phase at the moment. Everything is golf.
All right, yeah. So that's your passion.
Exactly. As soon as herself moves away from the television, I have the phone out, and I've got some sort of a golf video up on us. You know,
and have you sought help about it? Have you just come out now about the golf thing?
I haven't actually come out yet.
I think you've just been outed. I'm very sorry.
But I loved what you just said there about I won't just say coming out, but that you shouldn't have to come out. Nobody should have to come out. You should just have to be who you are. What are the experience? And I don't want to get into depth, but what are your feelings about how you're treated?
Well, I guess at our school, it's very, like, no one bullies you or anything for being LGBTQI+. It's very natural because we've been taught it in our school, and we've been taught it's a positive thing.
That's great. That's good to hear, because I was just saying to the students here, I'm the teacher, so I'm not the student, I'm not the teenager, I'm not the one who could be bullied, and so... I'm really, like what you've just said there, I'm really delighted to hear that. I'm much happier to hear it from a student than from staff. So,
Now, as you can see from the beard and all that, it's gone. It's gone very white. What I'm wondering is, I often wonder about the language I use. I don't think about the language I use, I just use it. How much does the language of my generation that we use and we talk, does that hurt sometimes?
No, not really. Like, when you mean language, like, what do you mean, like, in context, really?
In context, I see somebody and I see them as female and I'll say she.
Well, yeah, like, for example, if someone identifies as non-binary transgender and you mistakenly misgender them, so if someone is FTM, which stands for male to female transition, and you'll go up to them and say, oh, how are you, like, you look beautiful, or like you, or they're your daughter or whatever, but you haven't, like, come out to them as trans, like, you know, you can't really attack on them for saying that if they don't know yet. So you can't say, I'm not a girl, I use he, him pronouns, you know? So, like, you have to, like, give it time.
Well, I guess if you have come out as well, it takes a while for people to get used to calling you that name or that specific pronoun. It does take a while. But if you accidentally just say, oh, this is a made-up person, by the way, Jessica, and their name is Brad, they will correct you. It's not... It's a big deal, but it's... It happens.
Yeah.
As long as it's not intentional, I take it.
Yeah.
It can, you know,
yeah. Because that's very different.
Yeah. Because I do, as I'm getting older and getting more PC, because I was never PC before, but I start to understand that sometimes my words, and which I don't mean to be, but they can hurt. Don't want to do that. I'm not boring you, am I?
No.
Big yawn there.
Should be going to bed earlier.
They should, shouldn't they? And off the phones after 9 p.m.
Well, I have to say, I'm as guilty as anyone on that.
You and your golf.
I'm a golf. And of course, I think that us older people have taken over WhatsApp. We took over Facebook.
And ruined it. And they never go near it anymore.
And we're taking over WhatsApp now as well. So no matter what you do, we're following. We might be going a bit slower than you, but we're creeping up there the whole time.
Yeah, we are.
Over.
Yeah, we're the ones taking over.
As long as you have a way of communicating with people.
That's it.
We do
so
our best.
Tell me, have you anything else you want to say to me? Or not to say to me, but say to the listeners?
I can try and mention, I don't know if we've mentioned this already, but for another thing we're doing for Stand Up Week is Miss Priceman, who's with us, has actually ordered some canvases that we're going to paint, and we're going to put it in the shape of a love heart in celebration of the hashtag come in.
Yeah, so that's just something we're going to do next week. We'll do a little art workshop and any students can get involved, and hopefully some teachers will pop in as well, and we'll paint these little miniature canvases, as Ro just said there, and put them on display. Everyone can be involved. And we're also doing the big rainbow. That's hopefully, I think schools all over the country are going to do that next week. And if you just explain a bit, if someone explains a bit about the rainbow colours next week.
Well, basically, in our school, at least, we've dedicated each year, to a colour. And everyone in that year will try come in that colour. So let's say first year will be red, second year will be yellow or orange, third year will be yellow. And so on and so forth.
Yeah, so we pick the colours. So basically, it'd be a big human rainbow, and that's as many. We've 900 pupils in our school, so we'll have a good crowd, and everybody will be coming in, hopefully, in the colours of the rainbow, and we can do some nice photos. And again, it's very simple, and, you know, it's not going to take a lot of time, but if everyone comes in the colours, it's just a show of solidarity, celebrating the rainbow colours. We'll have our bunting up next week, and our flag, and we have a few rainbow garlands. And so it's very visual. We have a nice poster competition as well. We've brilliant artists among our students right across the student body, and I'm sure there are in every school, because there's just such incredible talent among our young people right across the country. So so hopefully other schools will be doing similar as well.
And tell me this, do you know if any of our listeners want to learn more about what's going on in Stand Up Awareness Week? Where can they get that
straight
information?
Straight to the Belong To website. They just have to Google Belong To, and Belong To are the leaders. They're leading Stand Up Week right across the country, and they're an amazing organisation. They've given great support to our school, and I've learned so much from my students in school, but especially from Belong To. And they I mean, their website, it's absolutely packed with resources and information, and they have sent out a resource pack to every second level school in the country, and every resource pack contains a poster with the terminology. Actually, I should have brought one up to you. I might send one up to you if I think of that. And so all the terminology is, and just really simple, really user friendly. So I would say straight to Belong To for the information.
Well, thanks for that.
Thank you so much.
Going to use a very gender neutral term. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Thanks a million.